When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely
wrong. Let's go.
Main Chaff podcast episode. What is this now?
235.
What time to be alive? The real is back. Two demons. I am him, Himmy Neutron in the flesh. Have to tell you guys every week, but I'm going to do it. DK Dancing, we'll watch it back. Best member of the DSS. I'm going to pass it to my partner.
Cole Sanusi, Don Codone in the building, the one and only. A.K.A. L.O. Coolins, A.K.A. C-Note, A.K.A. Hollywood Cole. Coming for your left there, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we are there. Episode 235. Let's get it.
It's Eman G45. The G solid in my name. The 45 is silent.
Man really made it silent. Double entendre. Don't even ask me how.
Genghis Chibogwe, Tinfoil Hat Eames, the Prince of the East.
Yes, sir.
Black Mamba Dove. T.A.M.
Yeah.
What's going on? Sorry, I don't have my SD card. My apologies. There is no visuals for this week. Okay. However, you can still listen to us on all streaming platforms. And yes, sir.
Shooting at that bitch. That's crazy. If you could have starred in any movie, what would it be?
Probably be this one. Yeah.
For the tings.
Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, yeah.
Yeah.
If I could start in any
Get movie. Me in like Mac immediately. Nah. I thought he was the luckiest boy in the world when I was little. I said, huh? The shoe did that for him. His life changed. He was playing for the LA Knights. It's not even a real team. He was so good they had to make one for him.
Brother, you're dying. You look. We all saw this. He died.
That car's on fire, my God.
Yeah, so the Fast and Furious, man, them. The fact that they brought... Have you guys seen who they brought back in the most recent one?
They brought back home, didn't it?
In the most recent...
Oh, Gal Gadot.
Yeah. They just know now. They're just having fun with it.
I think they should just admit that they have superpowers. Because I'd rock with that more.
You know what? I think the whole premise was they wanted to turn it into more of a spy thriller type of vibe. But they had already established so much of a universe, so to speak, that they couldn't really redo it. Because after 5, like 5 was a heist movie. But from 6 to 9, it's just, they just all become superheroes.
But that's what I think, if they just admitted that, because do you know when he saves Letty and they land on the windowsill together? They land on the car bonnet together.
They should be dead.
Come on, man. They shouldn't survive that. Hey, listen. The last film pissed me the fuck off. You know where he...
Which bit?
All of it. If I'm honest.
That's what I'm asking. Which bit?
But do you know where they're going down a cliff? I can't explain it. They have to go down a cliff and there's a bomb behind them.
Isn't the Italian...
The whole thing in Italy, dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Unless you got super sentry powers. I don't know how you managed to get by that. That was insane. Oh my God. Them Fast and Furious films are ridiculous. Imagine it's your first day on the job and you think, ah, oh, sick, I'm joining this team. You know, I'm a really good driver. This is what the LinkedIn said. You just need to be a good driver. Cool. My man starts talking about, so the way this is going to work is I'm going to jump from the Burj Khalifa into your building and you're going to catch me. Huh? I'm just here to drive.
It doesn't make any logical sense.
How did they survive that? And then they were all smiling in that. Like, oh man, we got away with that one. This isn't Scooby-Doo.
All I know is that Tyrese is just getting checks. That's it, man.
I'd be curious to know how much he's making from those movies.
Enough. Well, you know what he told you about Ludacris?
Mm.
It was even supposed to be him, and he said no, thank you.
Yeah, but I don't think Tyrese did it, because Tyrese is somewhat always stood on principle.
And Tyrese is an actor as well.
Yeah,
it's a bit different.
So I hear it. But Luda's whole life changed in 2002 when he joined that cast. Because them shits is insane. In the first, in Too Fast, Too Furious, the film that Luda stars in, he is not this tech genius.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When they got to 5 and 4, you know what?
They're going to
bring everybody
people
together, but we're just going to flip. We're just going to freak it. It might as well be its own series from 5 onwards.
I couldn't believe it. The Diver. Because, do you know what? 4 is a good film.
It's a good film, and it doesn't have any.
It's not as silly.
It actually takes itself quite seriously.
Mm. But that's what the films, when they started the franchise, it was supposed to be taken seriously. I'm not saying these men were trying to win Oscars, but it wasn't supposed to be this bombastic, ridiculous film franchise that we see before us now, which had its entertaining moments, but I think they've just gone so silly. They've lost the plot. They have my girl looking at Jadon Sancho.
Well, you know what? What film I would be?
Nathaniel.
I would want to be an X-Men.
You want to be in the X-Men films?
Yeah.
Who would you want to be?
Wolverine with my memories, the black one, Black Wolverine.
There's a Black Wolverine.
I'm saying I would want.
Oh
be
yeah,
black
I hear
Wolverine.
It. Ray Spendit. I know they killed you in 2001.
Yeah. Man.
What you mean Wolverine's black? This is America.
This is America.
For real. If I could be that like Mike, for sure, get me in the Harry Potter films. Expelliarmus and that.
Nah, it's demonic, bro.
Why is it demonic?
Nah, it's my demonic, bro.
The boy's come to die. The boy who lives comes to die.
Yo, Voldemort is a neek, bro.
For real.
Even the last scene.
You're beefing teenagers and gents.
I'm really glad I watched them all back, because like, I was never really into it when it came out, and I'm still not into it now. I just wanted to remind myself what happened, and also if it was actually worth the hype. And I understand why people liked it as much as it was, and I don't know why it was that popular.
Mm.
But there were a few things where I was watching it back, like, they really got this ish off.
But they were. It's Goblet of Fire and Prisoner of Azkaban are genuinely amazing films. Feel how you want about the others.
I thought the ending of Order of Phoenix was litty.
What, the one where they're in?
When Voldemort comes out and just. I said, rah! So this the whole time, man's been in the shadows, not seen.
He crashed it on him. It's him with Dumbledore as well.
Yeah. All hearsay. So by this point, it's like, all right, look, I'm just waiting for my man to come out. Bro, he crashed it on
Harry.
I didn't
know he was him. I didn't respect your game, Boldy.
Bro, they went. Like,
they were going machine for machine.
Yeah, that was.
Because they really brought it out. That's crazy.
And I remember not liking the fifth one when I was growing up for some reason. I thought it was boring. But then watching it back, maybe because the ending was so strong, that I didn't realize how good a setup it was. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in them personally.
I think it's just missing a bit of je ne sais quoi, a bit of spice. Like, bro, did you put your name in a goblet of fire? Come on, man. You're not supposed to do them things.
Oh, God.
HP, no sauce. That's crazy.
Zero sauce.
Listen, I could have talked to him, tell him how to speak to Cho Chan. She was crazy for the racism, by the way. I know she's a controversial figure now, but the racism she was getting off, that wasn't even 2000s racism. That was just like borderline 80s racism, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Like, name of the Chinese character, Cho Chan.
You there, you mud blood.
Yeah. He was getting the hard M off.
That's definitely the N word.
For real.
That's definitely the N word.
Filthy mud blood.
I'm thinking, yo, chill. I'm not saying it with chest.
For
know?
Real.
Imagine being in like Avatar. Like, imagine being one of those blue.
Them men are blue.
Them 9 foot blue dons.
I've got to try. I've got to see what's it. Because listen, he was human and he fell in love with an alien. I've got to see it.
I need to
like,
see it.
If she can make you fold, that much, I've got to.
It must be life changing.
Has to be. The kit got to be different. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, but I don't get the concept of just having an orgasm when the hair touch. Your ponytail's touching and all of a sudden it's done.
It might be more euphoric. Nah. I don't know how it works on, what's the planet? Navari, Pandora. Natari, Pandora. Pandora, no box.
Nah, it's Namek.
Man said Namek.
Yeah. I've got to see it. 9 foot.
You know what I would actually want to be in? I would actually want to be in Star Wars, you know?
I think the
principle of Star Wars was cold, but the execution was just lousy.
In the...
Like, imagine having a lightsaber and be able to move things with your hands with the Force.
Yeah, like,
that's so cold.
They were them.
I'd be slapping people up.
Oh, listen, I'm a Sith, baby. I'm with the dark side.
Like, what are you trying to get into?
Skin tone, I'm with it.
When they get the cool stuff off, they get it off.
When it's off. There's a scene in... Force Awakens, where they're in and it's snowing and it's Kylo Ren versus Finn. Cinematography is out of here. Cold. The only light in that whole scene is the lightsaber. Mm. It's shit's beautiful. But then they do dumb shit. They Mary Sued Rey, who I actually think was a good character, but she should never have been the Jedi for that series. I think it should have been Finn. Neither here nor there, but I completely agree with what you have to say. When that series is on, it's on. Them man fighting in Revenge of the Sith over the lava.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that. That's some iconic stuff.
That's cold.
And I didn't even realize until I watched it them all, and I realized, oh right, like everyone's getting onto this movie, but the way they flipped some ideas Anakin off. Was cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the fact that they had my man in the room with all the kids. And then you knew what he was on. Like, that's mad.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that scene.
Yo. That's so crazy. He just brought up all the kids.
Nah. No hesitation as
Anakin
well.
Anakin was, they made him a bad
He was a terrible person.
He was not
unforgivable
good.
In my opinion.
Yeah, 100%.
All for the kitty. Listen.
Isn't it always?
So, she even told him, you need to chill.
He wasn't
he said,
hearing
listen,
it.
Oh, come on.
He wasn't hearing
it. Nah, he was not. The writing was diabolical and I was able to see past it.
Which Star Wars has that crazy scene with Darth Vader? Is it Rogue One?
Oh,
where he's escaped, where they're trying to escape from, and he's just boring
everybody up. Incredible. That, do you know what? That's the best lightsaber scene that's ever been done, I think.
Really?
Hands down.
What about the one where they see the where they're in the room and then there's the red warriors?
I thought that's scene was, ass. I actually thought that scene was cold, you know.
Cold.
Nah, it's ass.
It's a rubbish
if
film.
You, if you watch that back. It's so bad. Did you know what? I thought the same thing first time I saw it.
In the cinema, beautiful.
Yeah,
it looks good. Maybe I need to watch it back.
My issue with it is I don't like that style of fighting, and it's my biggest issue with The Dark Knight. It's that I'm going to punch you and there's five of you, man, and then they're waiting. It doesn't look as...
choreographed fighting. Got you.
But I hear it. They got that... And what's it? My man, Snoke. When he was just chilling and then all you heard was his speech just stopped.
Yeah.
And then his body collapsed.
Got yammed, bro. Crazy.
Incredible stuff. What they were trying to get off, I respect it, man. They really did try it. The Disney ones anyway, but... Yeah, some of those three from the 90s, I don't know what you call it.
The prequels?
No, not the prequels.
Well,
not...
Oh, the actual, the sequels.
Yeah. Them shits, they were doing, they were talking nonsense. The one with Samuel L. Jackson and that. The Clone Wars and all, I was like, yo.
He had a purple saber.
Bit fruity if you ask me, man. I'm not,
it
I'm
worked
not,
for him, though.
I'm not, is he Prince?
Yeah.
Game blouses.
Is there any other... I don't want to be... I don't know where I'd fit in Marvel.
You know what? I recently watched the Wonder Woman 84. And quite literally, that film needed to be directed by Zack Snyder. Because I think the whole...
I don't know.
No.
It shouldn't have been directed.
Honestly, I think that film could have been great if it was just dark. Like, there was no
sense. The film's dark already. She sexually assaulted someone.
When?
Because they've taken my man's body. It's, she can see Chris Pine's character.
Yeah.
But the whole world sees another person. So they've just taken over this guy's body unwillingly. It's mad.
No, I think there were certain elements that he needs to remove. However, they made it dark.
But how do you make that dark?
If they made a dark film, I promise you that film would be top 10.
Because I quite like the villain and I like the plot in the sense of be careful what you wish for, which is already a very dark sort of idea, really. Because the way they played it.
Take away all the satirical parts, the jokes, the red headed, like take it all away and just make it a dark film. Like Man of Steel, how it wasn't. There wasn't no jokey, no nothing. It was just...
Man of Steel, 10 out of 10, boy.
Great film.
Yeah.
Honestly. What was I going to say? I'd even want to be in that. Don't know what part I'm playing, but that is a cold film. People have issues with the destruction he causes in Metropolis. Suck a dick.
I'm still really sad about how Batman vs. Superman destroyed, panned out.
Yeah.
Because I just think one of the best things from that DCU was just seeing Batman watching their man do the madness, and he's just thinking,
we're fucked.
We can't run.
Superman has brought all this madness here. I need to get rid of him. Like, and that's such good, a great idea. But the execution was lacking.
Because that is a brilliant. That would. Because if I have the resources to get rid of him, I'm getting him gone.
Yeah,
he had the kryptonite ready to go.
It would have been cold. And obviously, hindsight's incredible. Hindsight's one thing, right? It would have been incredible for them to actually do a proper Batfleck movie and then end it with that scene.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, all right, we know who Batfleck is. We've given him the ability to just build his own kind of Batman situation and then tie kind of the way the MCU did the, you know, force hammer at the end of flipping.
They just didn't have the patience. It's such a shame. Because they'd been patient, I think they could have caught. This is all with the value, the power of hindsight. Because I think, if you want to compare it, you have to look at that phase one. Let's say Man of Steel is their phase one film. That, to me, is just as good as Iron Man 1, Man of Steel.
I don't think so, but I think
I'm comparing Man of Steel to another MCU phase one film.
I think Iron Man is just a classic, but
I'm saying it's just as good. Like, it's, for me, it's, I got probably about the same level of enjoyment from those two films.
For me, no, but I'm biased. What you're saying isn't like a reach, because Man of Steel is a great film. I just think what Robert Downey Jr. brought to that role and
congrats the
excitement
him.
Behind it was just, you know.
Get me an Oppenheimer, baby. Else.
Boom.
So we're going to make this machine. It's going to go boom. You ready?
I'm just happy for... what's his name?
Killian Murphy.
He's such a great guy, man. Great actor. Deserves it.
Oh, 100%. It wasn't... all of the wins that night were interesting.
Oh, for the Oscars. I didn't even see it. I don't know what happened.
Nah, there's not much to really know what happened, but it was...
I can't believe that is Christopher Nolan's first win for
Best Movie.
For Best Movie, though.
Well, when
the movies is put out.
I hear it. When Dark Knight came out, there was only 5 films that could be nominated. Because of the mistake and the backlash from the Dark Knight, they widened it to 10. And then after the Dark Knight, what are you going to give it to? Actually, Inception. I don't even know if Inception was voted or nominated for best movie.
But you know what? You have to always look at the categories before that year and like what they were going up against.
Like that.
I think it's a great film. It's not my favorite.
I think that last 20 minutes is some of the dumbest in film history. Be real, BG real.
I need to watch it back.
No, come on. He's in that and then he's banging on the
I just think it's iconic. Man saw it, man watched it back. And he was fuming.
No.
But you know, I feel it because you could apply it to everything. that one scene, you just know, like, oh, if I could go back in time and stop that, I would have stopped myself from doing that. Like, there's nothing Matt can do. Like,
I just thought
I need to watch it back.
Maybe I need. Do you know what? We have to do this like watch along thing that we've been saying we'll do. I think there's so many films that our perspective on will be interesting to see, and I would be interested. I'll be interested to see what we think about Interstellar going back, because I just keep thinking back, and I just think that last 20 minutes really lets the film down. For me, because it's just not possible. And everything had made sense up to that point. How the fuck is he now with his child? Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
He has to be. And he's imagining it.
He's dead. However, he did communicate with his daughter. However, he's dead.
So what do you think that ended?
Because I think there's one part in the films like when you die, you see your children.
Hmm.
Yeah, I gotta watch it back.
Still. Yeah, no, it has to be watched back. But yeah, what was it? Oh. Yeah, I mean, Inception put me in that shit.
Nah, I wouldn't want to be in there.
Nah, dream within a dream.
Nah, just gonna get it crashed. <in it>.
You know? Do you know what I knew? Oh, this is a film. When the train, this is why they just let Nolan do whatever the fuck he wants. A train went through the real city.
Nah, you're lying, bro.
Listen, he's getting his shit off, man.
When he put a plane through a building and they let him do that, he can't direct a horror film. The person was right. He'll summon real demons.
Yeah, you don't want to be messing with any of this.
Nah, I don't need it. Nah, they would have given him a real bomb if they could.
There is a history of apparently the Grammys, Oscars not giving best movie to a lot of like legendary directors.
Yeah,
like Scorsese hadn't won one for like, I think he only won it recently.
Maybe The Departed
hasn't, and like
I don't know if it's a Scorsese film.
Like just bare like you know big time.
Yeah, I don't. I think Alfred Hitchcock. Oh, I don't want to say, but they might have given him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm. But I think Alfred Hitchcock, who is arguably one of the greatest directors of all time, I don't think he has an Oscar, which is insane to say. I could be wrong. Someone help me fact check that. But yeah, that in of itself is crazy. And you're right, there's a lot of actors who don't have Oscars and who you'd think, wow, they put in some great performances. Mm. And probably in the year that they gave that performance, you'd think that would have been their year.
Like, Robert was acting his ass off through the MCU. Let's call a spade.
They're never going to give it to him.
I know they weren't because, you know, the politics and everything behind what the MCU stands for. But let's call a spade a spade. Him being... He's basically Tony Stark.
I think if he'd got it for anything, he should have got it for Endgame. I thought he at least had a chance to be nominated because I think that performance was... And then the Oscars is quite sentimental and stuff like that. Like, for me, that was a chance to round off what had been incredible because you're never going to give film the credit it deserves.
I think it was a wonderful performance in the last scenes of Robert Downey Jr., yes, but I don't think he deserves an Oscar for the whole film.
What I'm saying is it's more an achievement award because sometimes like, they do that. Like Modric is a Ballon d'Or winner. That was given to him more for everything he'd achieved in his career. It wasn't necessarily what he'd done that year.
Mm.
This mixy.
Mixi.
It was for everything he'd achieved. And Robert Downey Jr. has had an incredible career. And people forget, my man was wilding in the 90s. He was off a bean. He wasn't on drugs, the drugs was on him. So to transform yourself as well in that way, I think it would have been interesting to have seen it for his last work, which was the MCU. There's no way around it. Interesting that he ended up getting it for Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
which he was the player's player.
Yeah, nobody he was hating.
But the thing is, one like thing you have to remember as well is the fact that nobody really saw Tony Stark in Oppenheimer. They saw
100%.
They saw Andrew somebody Strauss. Completely different. Like you said yourself, that role. They hated him. So then, like to play such a role like that. To transform as an actor, like, yeah, this is...
I think he needed to do that as well because it was a real departure from what he'd played before.
Mm.
And it was nice to see. I couldn't believe the shit he was getting off in that film. He hated Oppenheimer. he was doing anything to get him out of here.
Oh, God.
Who voted against me? A little senator from Massachusetts. His name's John. John F. Kennedy.
I hate that so much.
He was plotting.
I hate that so much.
If that came out in 2007, it would have hit. I started it again. Get me in them Transformers films.
Please.
Bumblebee.
The Michael Bay ones, please.
Screaming my ass off.
Listen, me and Megan Fox talking in the corner. Trying to have a conversation. Here, let me chat to you right quick.
Dan would have had to pull me to the room stinks.
You're insane.
This is 2008.
You're insane.
Come on. I don't know.
Nah, you got to put me in Wolf of Wall Street. And you know why.
Doggy.
You know why.
People don't peep. Ah! Homegirl was Mbappe at 19. She was 22 when that came out.
Listen, if I speak,
Homegirl.
Margot Robbie.
The greatest.
If I speak.
Maybe the.
I'll be in big trouble.
The greatest they've ever released.
Yeah, 100%. Will Smith was right.
Get me in Wolf of Wall Street immediately. They were wild. What an incredible film.
I love that film so much. Man. Every time I watch it, I just enjoy it more.
You feel like you're part of it as well. That's the thing. And it's very difficult for films to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Because you're always watching. You're watching what's on display. So you're not really there. You're just watching. Whereas Wolf of Wall Street, you're in the office. You're in the parties. You're there taking drugs.
Yeah, you're there for real.
So
for real,
Scorsese movies are just like that, though. Like it's very, they're very like fast paced.
He's missed a bit recently, though.
Which ones?
Recently? I did not like that one. That 3-hour one that they put on Netflix a few years ago.
The Irishman.
Yeah, with all the oldies. Don't.
I haven't seen.
And
have yet to see that.
Watch his most recent film again. That was 3.5 hours. That was criminal.
Is this Killers of a Flower?
There's no need for a film to be 3 hours. There's nothing to say in that amount of time. I'm hearing Dune's 2 hours 57.
Apparently, that movie is incredible.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Everybody's saying it's incredible.
I'm seeing it Saturday. Which one? The second one.
First one is a snooze.
Everyone's saying it's incredible, and it's getting on my nerves because now I have to watch the first one.
First one is a snooze fest. The first one might actually be one of the most boring films I've ever watched. It's people talking in grey rooms. Toby went to lying. If you've ever seen Kanye and Kim's house, that's what the set for Dune 1 looks like.
That's crazy.
Timothée Chalamet. Charlemagne's just getting shit off.
Chalamet. Fuck Drake. Fuck
Adidas.
Do you
know that's number 2 in the charts?
It's number 1. It
went number 1 in
America.
It went number 1.
Oh my god.
Independent.
He is him. In the trenches. We can't stop him.
I told you, we said this was gonna happen.
I cannot believe it.
In the trenches.
Number 1 album and single.
In the trenches.
Insane. Do you know what that man said?
And you know what? There's no
this is incredible. I don't think we're actually deep in
controversy sells, bro.
Do you know what he's done?
And it's Kanye West.
I don't care.
This is worse.
He said Jennifer some Majors. Of the worst things.
This is worse than Jennifer Majors.
But you know what it
I
is?
I can't believe
he
it.
He's convicted. He's convicted for accidentally breaking a finger. Yeah. Cool.
He said some foul shit. I can't even rock with the shit he said.
Nah, me neither. But what I will say, I'm not trying to find an excuse to downplay it. But what I will say is that for him, and you guys can probably attest to this, recently he hasn't put out great music. So for him to put out something that's actually decent, and then that can be chart, like he can chart.
I cannot believe it.
Actually that surprising.
No, I thought they were going to do everything to block it. All the games. Because that Texas Hold'em song is awful.
It's not a good song. But that's also another factor of it. If you attack the charts at the best time, where it's on a low, and let's be honest right now, it is. No one really cares that Beyonce has put out a Texas, a country song. Bad. It just so happens that there's nothing else
if that album
out right now.
She's saying she's dropping another one. If that shit is country, boo!
It probably will be. It's cool.
Send it to her face.
Country.
The shit didn't slap. It didn't work. What do you want me to say?
No, that's another thing we need to talk about is height.
Height. As in
how tall these celebrities are, bro. I was confused. I was perplexed. I saw that picture with Schoolboy Q and Jay-Z. I was like, what is that?
He's quite short though.
A lot of these people are just larger than life characters. Most people,
I always, it's like Hollywood. You always think they're tall. You always perceive them to be tall until you see them standing next to somebody tall. You'd be like, what happened?
When I saw him live, you could tell he was like 5'7" Yeah, I said like 5'7"
Most
five,
of Hollywood eight. Is short kings.
I didn't know that Diddy was 5'7"
Diddy's not 5'7"
He's running around like he's Pac.
Is he?
Lo and behold,
they're saying he's 5'7" I don't believe that.
I can buy it. When you see him next to Jay, what's Jay? What was it?
Jay's 6'1" Six one. Yeah.
That's believable.
That's very believable.
Yeah, you can see. You can see in his stature.
And Pusha T's 5'11" So it's like, okay, cool. But brother, The way Schoolboy Q just shocked me, I was like, what? Are you for real? It's just that short.
I think the thing with artists as well is a lot of them are larger than life characters, unless they look short. Like, say, for example, Lil Uzi, his frame looks small. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's always been,
But
that's understandable.
There's people
but he's always been seen as a small individual.
Yeah.
So Lil Wayne as well.
Lil Wayne has a small,
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Like it's obvious.
Yeah. Some people carry it well, and you might not be able to tell that. Oh, that's their true height.
Tom Cruise is like what? Tom Cruise.
She's 5'6" I think
they make him in those movies look like he's at least a giant, like 6 foot.
Bro. My man, Zac Efron looks tall. I don't think Zac Efron's more than 5'8"
There you go.
Yeah,
he's not a tall Don.
A lot of these people ain't tall.
The guy that was dancing in the desert.
Not a tall Don.
And High School Musical 2.
Hold on, let me double check that.
So what, Vanessa Hudgens is 5'2" then?
Guys, pray for your strong friends, because Vanessa Hudgens is
preg. I mean,
it's a dark
5'8" Shit, I ain't even joking.
It's a dark day.
I thought I was reaching. She looks great though. She's carrying that shit. Lo and behold.
I fell to my knees in Tesco.
Really? Do you rate it like that?
Back in the day, I did. When High School Musical came out, everyone was like,
"What?" Yeah, No. High School Musical 1, she was really pretty. She was really nice. She looked cute.
She looked
Number two, in the swimsuit. Brother, people lost it.
Everyone lost it.
She is her.
And what we're also growing with the film, in puberty as well.
She was the one.
My man didn't waste no time, because they weren't even get together. This new couple weren't even together that long. Because she was with, funny enough, my latest enemy, Austin Butler. She was with him.
Who has he heard from?
This brother's jarring. So you know how he was Elvis? He learned how to do the accent.
Oh, the guy who plays Elvis.
He learned how to do the accent for Elvis, but he won't drop it.
So he's still talking like that?
He still talks like it.
Nah, he talks with a deeper tone.
He's got to drop it.
That is hilarious.
And then on top of that, this tipped me over the edge, where he was like, someone asked him, "Oh, what was your favourite film growing up?" My man went on to say, "The Good, the Bad and the Ugly." If I even asked my dad, "What was your favourite film growing up?" he's not going to say that. So why are you lying like that?
Sounds like he's begging it to be.
Oh, I'm good.
You, me and Dupree.
You, me and Dupree.
Head of State. That film is stupid.
That's
man.
Insane. You're real for that. That film is stupid.
That film is stupid.
Head of State is insane. R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac.
There's a part. It's just one of my favorite monologues ever, where he gets asked as head of Homeland Security, how would you operate? And he just thinks he gets off in that scene is just incredible. Bernie Mac was him. I can't even do it justice.
Nah. But I was very surprised. But also, we were speaking about body standards back in the first episode of 2, 3, 4. And I think it's a really interesting topic, because I feel like body standards have changed again.
Again, after being... Well, BBLs are out.
Like, they're fading away.
They had to, really. Yeah. That wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I don't know. I was never really attracted to it. And just because it just looked ridiculous.
And this is our opinion, guys.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, if you...
We find people in tell, creation.
You can tell the difference between that and like naturally thick or naturally curvy, which, you know, we applaud. But it just seemed to be getting silly, and the works that people were getting, it just never looked natural.
Yeah.
That was my issue with it. I've always preferred more petite looking women anyway, but that's just my preference.
Nah, I like the slim tick. I like the slim tick with actual shape.
I hear it.
You know what I'm saying? You know?
I'm just trying to see it from the front.
I'm trying to see that shit in 3D, mommy.
I'm trying to be dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded is crazy.
Dumbfounded.
Man's trying to sight. What? You need Doja.
Nah, she shaved the eyebrows. I like eyebrows.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about old school Doja. Doja. Not now. Yeah.
Ah, right.
Before Gore Hills.
Yeah, but she changes shape like every week.
Does she? That shit is clapping. No round of applause.
Yeah.
I hear it.
That's
funny.
That's but then,
like a Pokemon, bro.
Like yeah, a Pokemon.
No, we're just watching Fast and Furious, and pretty much in that film, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, and in that film we see like a lot of slim women,
and but they were just looking. Back then.
They were just looking beautiful, as like as ever, and it was just like today a lot of women want to get their big back, and so on and so forth, and even go to the extent of getting the lip fillers. And
lip fillers are insane. That's an instant no for me.
Really? Yeah.
As soon as I clock a hint of lip fillers,
I'm out. I said a hint.
I'm literally out.
Because I know your lips are going to change shape afterwards.
Well, can't say they have to get topped up. I thought it was a for life thing.
Nah, God.
Nah, man.
It's sad.
Looks that shit up.
But I think that's going. I think, I don't know. I feel like
you can't go away, bro.
What? Once you got it, you're in it.
Yeah, because it's your skin, bro. It's like it stretches.
No, I'm sure you can revert.
Like it's like they extreme. It's like extreme weight gain and extreme weight loss. Like, you know, you
they
get stretch
can't
marks.
Take it back. They can't take it back.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it perfectly done.
Okay, fair enough. Man. But I know Molly May got all of her fillers removed, for example.
Good.
It's people. I feel like people are going back to but a more I natural look.
Think she's a lot younger. How old is she? She's what, 22?
She's probably
24?
20.
Between 22 and 24.
Yeah, you're right. She wouldn't be any older than that.
Yeah, so like
really?
For her,
got a child already.
I think her body can still function in like and still be able to heal.
Snap back.
Yeah. Whereas somebody who's in their 30s trying to do lip fillers is like, brother, sorry.
Yeah, hiding her age here.
Because by the time you get to 50. Yeah, 25. Yeah, 24.
Yeah, 24.
She's
insane.
And she's very young.
Yeah,
she is indeed.
Come off herself.
Are incredible. Listen, we've all got the same 24 hours. She weren't lying. She used them wisely. I guess final topic of the day is, can you tell us a story that people wouldn't believe unless you told, like, even if you said it, they're not going to believe you.
I've got too many stories, bro.
Say a word.
Yeah, man, too many stories.
I think
one person's actually, he still watches or he still listens, but I met a multi-millionaire on the train. And
is when you're going to get flued out?
Yeah.
I promise you.
No, because the thing is,
FOs off.
He was trying to get FOs. He was trying to get FOs. But it was just like,
FOs is crazy.
I chat to him from time to time, but it's just like, I was kind of, yo, she's top tier. But who I was
is
very much.
Is it from
She
power?
Nah,
but
power.
She's from
Daredevil.
Something else.
Daredevil.
Yes.
Elektra.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, Demi, if you find time, please watch Daredevil. I beg you. I'm begging you.
You have to.
I'm begging you watch it. It's so good.
I'll give it a spin.
It's so good.
Oh, another thing you can watch is The Gentleman on Netflix.
Is that, do you rate it?
The first episode just seems outlandish already. It's just, it's so, it takes a poke at, what's the word called? Aristocracy,
yeah.
Yeah, that and just like street life. It's a Guy Ritchie film, so you expect it.
I'm really curious to see how Guy Ritchie TV show will unfold. Because I've seen
his films movie. Work. Oh, Snatch is one of
the way films. The way episode one ends, you would fly off your chair.
Let me watch it.
How many episodes is it?
I don't know. I'm on episode 3 at the moment.
Okay, I'll give it
but
a spin.
Back to what I was saying, my man wanted to basically just, because he had like a, he basically came back to the UK to buy houses for his nieces and just enjoy it. And he said, you know what, Manuel, listen, bro, if you're free, yeah, just come over. Any gal you like, if you want to, free, bro, let's just have fun. And I'm like,
he didn't take him off on his offer.
Nah, there's definitely a clause there.
So that's the story that no one would ever believe.
I don't know if I have one, I'll be honest with you.
When I honestly, clear as day, I'll never forget this. This is one of the weirdest moments in my life. So at nursery, you know how there's like nap time? For whatever reason, I couldn't get to sleep. So I had to stay awake for a little bit. Or I just stayed awake for a little bit. And then this lady had her son there. This is the craziest moment of my life. I shit you not. The son went through the floor. I've looked at the floor. There's nothing. So
that well, the floor collapsed.
The floor collapsed, but I'll never be able to explain it. The floor didn't have a hole or anything in it. Almost like he fell through quicksand. And then all I saw was so he's fallen through to the bottom floor, and then he's had to come back up the stairs. So it was like into the basement, and he came back up without a scratch or nothing.
Wow.
I could not believe it.
God, dude.
How old was he?
He was at 12.
Or 12.
But it was so weird because
the floor. Did you see it drop? Did you see him drop?
Yeah, I saw him drop. He was talking to his mum, and he just went.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
And he fell. And I was like, I've always been sure, am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
But I wasn't asleep. This definitely happened. I definitely saw that brother fall through the floor and then come back up the stairs.
That's crazy.
Shit was insane. I couldn't believe it. I was terrified. He tried to chat to me after. I was like, yo, chill. I don't know what you got on you.
That's insane.
Oh, man.
I wish I can't think of one. I'll be honest, I can't think of one. But that is wild, though.
I've got enough one. Actually, I don't want... Nah, that's too personal. It's too personal.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because some of them might be listening.
And fair enough.
Yeah. But it was just the fact that the same somewhat of the same activity happened to all three of them. It's just like, rah. But yeah, that's all I could say. Shout out to you if you're listening.
Same. Shouts out.
Which one is this?
This is four. It's Michelle Rodriguez is a lesbian, isn't she?
In real life?
I think so.
Yeah,
I
mean, she said that being a woman is worse than slavery.
Shouts out to her.
That's an insane thing to say. Does she know what slavery was?
Yeah, I think I'd screenshot
maybe that's
it.
Maybe that's why they killed her off in this movie, but then brought her back again.
What are you suing for? Them clowns.
Yeah. She looks good in this one, though.
What were they trying to get off here?
They're trying to rob the Dominicans.
Yeah.
What's new?
Listen, bro. If Fast and Furious was woke, they knew what time it was.
These man overtaking this tractor. This film is insane. It's the height of stupidity. I'm gonna pick 100 by The Game featuring Drake. Nice old school ballad for you there.
Keep it eight more than 92. Win me 100.
I'm gonna pick Obsessed by J.O.
Why are you so?
It's got
P&B Last Day. Vibes. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Last Day of My Life by The Original.
Okay.
The Original.
Choices.
UK's finest at the moment is popping. Doing grime. Wonderful. Wonderful song.
Lovely stuff. All right,
lads. What a time.
Good episode.
That was hilarious.
I enjoyed that. 235.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.